Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, after a little bit of a layoff, we welcome back our friend Julius Page. And Ron, Julius has quite the story from yesterday, judging from our texting session this morning. Julius, what happened to you yesterday, and how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing good. Apparently you had a mishap, yes?
Can you hear me well? Am I good?
I can. Yep.
Oh, okay. So, yesterday, I got on the grill around 2 o'clock. You know, got my music playing and all that, having a good day, just chilling with the family. And I had to run to the store to grab some soil because I'm old now, and I do a little gardening and stuff like that. That's what happens when you start approaching 40. So, I come home, and all the meat that I ate is missing. I'm like, did my daughter put it in the oven or something here? My dog is missing too. Where is this dude? He's hiding because he jumped up on the island and ate all the meat, left all the vegetables, but ate all of the meat.
Wow. Was he sick?
Not yet, but I think today might be the day.
Julius, I got to say one thing here. You're an idiot. How do you leave the meat out for the dog?
This happened
to me once. I had a little white dog, and he was in the back seat of my car. I put some pizza in the front seat on the floor, figured, okay. So I had to go back into my mother's house for something. I come out, his face is buried in that pizza. He jumped over the seat. I'm an idiot. You're not too smart either.
Hey, I agree with you. You know, immediately I was so mad. Like, I was raging. I couldn't believe it because I had to go back and cook everything all over again. But it was like, man, can I really be mad at him for doing something that's, like, instinctive to him? Or should I be mad at myself for leaving it for him to be able to reach it?
Well, what did he
no
eat?
No doubt who gets the blame there.
All the hot dogs and all the hamburgers. He ate them all.
How is he not, like, sick?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it might take a while for him because, you know, that was probably like 6-7-ish yesterday. So today might be the day that he actually feels some way. But he was sitting there like watching me do everything. Like he was planning it in his mind. Like, I'm waiting for you to slip up. I was looking at him like, why is he just sitting there? He was plotting. He was waiting.
How big is he?
He's not big, but he's about medium, I would say, maybe like 50, 60 pounds, somewhere around there.
All right, so he can probably hold some food in there. That's unbelievable. I can't, and did it, were people laughing about it, or did it ruin the night?
No, it didn't ruin the night so much because I was able to get some more food and make some more. Temporarily, it could have gone bad if I was still in, like, you know, nowadays everything is a dry party because I don't drink anymore. Had it been, you know, back in those days, the turnout could have been a lot different.
I hear that. Well, let me ask you this. Between you and I and Ron, Who do you think is the best grill master? It sounds to me like you take this stuff seriously. I don't even have a grill. I got a little George Foreman grill that I cook burgers on. But I have a feeling Ron at one time probably had the white chef's hat on and took a lot of pride in grilling. Ron?
Oh, I absolutely. When I had a house and a grill on my deck, I loved going out there. I loved it. And then a divorce and a sold house later, I don't even have a grill. I don't even know how to, I couldn't even make a burger now. So I'm going to defer to you two guys as being much more adept at that than me.
Well, I have to be good these days now because, you know, I'm the chef. I think I'm number one in the household. I think it's fair to say that I'm number one when it comes to the cooking. So because I get the most practice, I think I'm pretty good.
Now, when it comes to vegetables and fish and putting those in tinfoil, do you have a nice little touch there too?
Oh, yeah, I love that. My daughter actually did it yesterday. She prepared everything and my wife. So I got the easy job now. You know, they kind of prepare everything and have everything ready for me to go. All I got to do is throw it on and cook it. So it's a it's definitely a teamwork thing we got going on here. And my daughter, in particular, Perry, would definitely beg to differ about who the best cook is in the house. And she can go. I'm just not sure if her range is as good yet.
Now, in the near future, given the bond that we've created here, will you have Ron and I over for a cookout once this pandemic ends?
Absolutely. Of course. You got to do it.
Do we get to just choose?
You better have a sign up that says "Beware of the dog."
Yeah, he's starting to act up. You know, he lightweight bit me also because you know he's starting to act a little weird. I think it's the quarantine. You know, he's not used to you know everybody being in the house and you know he's restless now. It's like when everything was normal. We played with him more. We took him out more. And now everybody is like couch potatoes for the most part. Most of the day is in the house, and I think he don't know what to do with himself.
That is exactly true in this household as well. He doesn't get to go in his crate anymore over here. He had a routine, you know, especially from, you know, 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. He'd be mostly in his crate. And now everybody's sitting around. But my wife said last night, I think he's given up on us because nobody's playing with him anymore because we're all just sitting around too.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's a combination of just, you know, really having nothing to do. My son is on a video game, I feel like, all day long, but that's the only way he can really communicate with his friends. My daughter's on FaceTime, and I got a good hour of hard playing with him, and I'm done. I'm over it. So my wife doesn't play. So, you know, he's kind of shrunken down to just me who shows him a little attention. I guess I'm not doing a good enough job.
Clearly, if he ate all the meats last night. Let me ask you this.
That was my punishment.
We're on with Julius Page here on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. I want to go back to that idea that Bob Huggins had. And I want to ask you, Julius, because he said they should start next college basketball season with the tournament. If that offer had been made to you, if you had missed out on the tourney in your senior year, do you feel like you would have come back and played in that tournament? Because Huggins said all three of his seniors, he believes, would come back and play.
I think it differs with everybody's situation. With me being injured, I would have to say I would have. But, you know, a lot of kids is ready to move on. I mean, you become a senior and you're thinking about getting that paycheck or becoming a professional, whether it's the NBA or overseas. I think it all depends on the actual kid. He might just have three kids who, you know, enjoy their time at West Virginia and want to ride it out and wouldn't mind doing. But it's, at the same time, it's only, what, if they started the season, what is that, October, November, they would be doing that? So it's not like it's taking a huge period of time out of what they have going on unless they got drafted and had obligations to whatever team they would be playing for.
I've often wondered what it would be like to play overseas. I know you did, and I have to believe, like, I don't think people think about this often enough. If I was a 22-year-old single guy playing pro basketball in, like, Italy or something, for most of my 20s. Maybe I'm wrong, but I have the idea that that would have been incredible.
It would have been great because the culture over there is a little different, number one. You're American, so the fact that you're American already as some kind of celebrity there with you being American, and you're an athlete, so that's more celebrity there. So it's a great situation. You're getting paid tax-free money. You don't have any expenses. And they allow, you know, at least where I was at, you know, they allow us to party a little bit because they don't like to get too stale. Now, that might have been a part of my downfall, doing a little too much partying. I don't have the Chevy Troutman gene where I can go out and do that part and still be effective on the floor. So I probably should have went somewhere where they were a little more structured and didn't give me enough rope to hang myself.
Now, you said you were a little bit of a celebrity over there. They treat Americans. I mean, there's only so many guys that can play, right, that they have on each team?
Well, it depends on where you play. In Israel, in particular, that's one of the best places, in my opinion, to play because they didn't really care how many Americans they had. They just had the rule in regards to how many were on the floor at one time. Usually that's two or three. I think Israel might have been four you could have played. No, three. It was three. But they changed those based on location, and hopefully they get to the point to where they just throw that rule out and let players play because, you know, I understand why you want to have a local guy on the floor, but at the same time, I think winning trumped that whole situation.
That's unbelievable that you were in and around the Holy Lands. Did you go over to the Dead Sea or the Wailing Wall, all these other things when you were over there?
I was in Israel for 2 years, and I'll tell you, I've been everywhere. And if I could choose anywhere overseas to live, that's where I would live. That's the one place overseas I can see myself permanently living. Not to say no other places was nice. I don't want to make it sound like no. I've been to a lot of nice places. But yeah. Something about Israel and just the culture and the people, I love it.
Did you jump in the Sea of Galilee and that kind of thing?
Yeah. If you saw me swim, you definitely wouldn't be asking me that question.
All right, let's finish with an either or. Julius, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Wait a second. The Dead Sea is different from the Sea of Galilee, or are they? They're different, right?
Joe, I'm a black kid from the inner city. Okay, I can survive. Okay, I can survive. But in regards to swimming, I choose to, like, do as little as possible.
No. I'm asking you, are they different bodies of water? I don't even know.
Oh, the Dead Sea. Yes, the Dead Sea is – you can float in the Dead Sea.
All right. Then that's my first either or, the Dead Sea or the Sea of Galilee?
The Dead Sea.
Why?
Because you can float. How many – I mean, that's the only one I know of that was that kind of – it's just different from any other body of water that I know. I could be wrong, but that's the infamous that we think of when we talk about being able to do that.
Did I ever tell you I played naked water polo in gym class, in swim class in Buffalo? They made us swim naked at my school.
I wish you didn't tell me that now.
Joyous, I said the exact same thing. Way too much information.
It was unbelievable that they made us do this, but they did.
Wait, they made you do this?
Yes! We had to, in swim class, Amherst Junior High School, we were forced to swim naked in 1980, right around there, 78, 80, right around there.
So wait, and this was an all-boys class too, I bet. This was an all-boys class.
Yeah.
Definitely was no girls in this class. So
No.
I'm questioning the guy who was teaching this class. This guy definitely was moving a different kind of way and was taking advantage of his authority.
I don't know. I think it was a rule back then. And I've had people in Pittsburgh tell me that at that point in their lives, things were happening here. But anyway, Madden football or NBA Jam?
Hold on. I can't think after this. Wait. So people are agreeing with this story? Like, this was a thing
They... They had a similar story here from different junior high schools in Pittsburgh. It was a thing in some places back in the late 70s. And the excuse they used where I was from they said the infections and things like that, that they made us swim naked. It was incredible. I was a hell. I'll tell you this though, even though I couldn't swim, I was a hell of a goalie in water polo.
We got to come back to this topic in more detail. I promise. Please, let's do it. So, all right, I'm just because of, wait, they were trying to protect you by making you swim naked. Like I feel like that's backwards. But anyway, that shows what I know.
Ron, are you still hanging in there?
No, I tuned out when they, you said you and naked together. I tuned out.
All right, the rest of this seems pointless, but I'll do it anyway. Madden football or NBA Jam?
Madden.
Steven Adams or Steven Jackson?
Ooh, that is tough. I'm going to go with Steven Jackson. I like what he's going with after basketball, like being on TV and just dropping the gems he be dropping. I'm going to go with Jackson.
Andrew Filipponi or Andre Kirilenko?
Ooh, AK-47? I'm going to go Pony. Pony's my guy.
And lastly.
Even though, I'm not going to get him. We'll talk about that another day. Go ahead.
No. I want to hear about Pony, even though what?
Did Pony tell you about his trip to Italy and his whole discovery?
No, let's get into that tomorrow. I feel like that's a good tease.
Okay.
And lastly, I've asked you this one before, but I'm wondering if you changed your mind. Jimmer Fredette or Jimmer Colony?
Colony.
Thank you, Julius. We have a lot to ponder for tomorrow.
No doubt about it, my man. Y'all take it easy. Enjoy the weather.
There he goes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.